Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. And let me just make sure, Scotty, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. So, hey, everyone, today is July the 27th. It's a Thursday, 2016. It's a wise Wednesday. Looking forward to today's show. Brother Davis is in queue and ready to go. But before we do that, let's jump over to the crowdfunding campaign that is ongoing so that you can support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can go to its its website. Go to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and that's blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media. And you can see the crowdfunding campaign that's right there. It's right next to the about. Just go from home to about, and it's the crowdfunding black media. And then you can just click on that, and then you can actually donate and contribute right from the website at the donate button. And there are three ways in which you can do it. You can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, and you can make payment by way of PayPal or by sending a check or money order to make the check or money order payable to, make it out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That, once again, make the any checks or money orders, make them payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that first option of $24.99 or less, all contributions and donations are extremely appreciated, no matter how big the size or how small the size is. It is you giving the overall financial energy to the network that really counts. You will receive the monthly statistical performance reports for the radio station, as well as social media operations via email. So make sure you give a good email for option one if you make a donation, a contribution under option one. Option number two is just for one penny more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. So just for one penny more, you'll get a t-shirt. an appreciation for your gifts and contributions. To receive more than one T-shirt, all you have to do is give in intervals of $25. So for two T-shirts, it'd be $53, $75, $4, $100, and $5, $125, and you will receive those different T-shirts. Make sure you have a corresponding size with each T-shirt that you would like to receive. Make sure you have a good email and a good mailing address so that your T-shirts won't be delayed in shipping it out. And make sure that if you have already donated and haven't received, I'm pretty sure everyone has, but I think at one time Scotty said there's some people didn't leave good emails. Make sure you leave good emails and mailing addresses so that you can actually receive the T-shirts and the different things that you're entitled to. Next, option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, the free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirts. As an appreciation, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from the station itself when that time is going to be coming where they're going to be giving gifts. So that is if you become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. So, hey, we need to support Black Talk Radio Network because of all of the good programs that are brought to you here by the network, all of the great information, all of the opportunities, and all of the expressions of what it is that we need to build that you can actually utilize, energize, and take back to your family, our community, and so that it can benefit you and everyone else around you. Very, very necessary for us to build the places that we want to live in. Critical that we do. So that is how you can support Black Talk Radio Network. Please make sure you give your financial energy, some of your financial energy, so that this network can continue to go. So now let's jump over very quickly. I'm not going to take too much time because I know Brother Davis has a very, very important show about GMO labeling, GMO poison foods, Monsanto, and all of what the agenda is with the synthetic poisonous food that's going on. This is going to be one that you definitely want to listen to and call, ask questions, because there are things that you should be doing in response to this. You should be doing something other than actually partaking and intaking these foods and bringing these into our families, because they are convenient and this is the overall direction. But there are other things that you should be doing, and I'm pretty sure Brother Davis will talk about that either today or at another time, because it's critical that we put real natural food into our real natural bodies, or else we will become synthetic as well. And this is where we have all of the different diseases and conditions, viruses, and the premature death, physical death that we have before it's necessary for that to happen. It's all a part of a design conspiracy agenda. So with that being said, check this out. Let's go to Tando Radio Show's Facebook page really quickly and check out some of the articles that we have posted there just before we go to Brother Davis. I'm only going to talk about a couple only because I want Brother Davis, because this is a very important show. We will have a commercial break right at the in 15 minutes. We got started just a little late today, a couple of minutes late, no big deal. But let's check out some of the things that's what's in the news. So let me start from, okay, well, I'm going to start from yesterday. One second. Okay, let me pull this down real quickly. Here we go. This article comes from businessinsider.com. Meet the U.S.'s answer to China's carrier killer missiles. You must be kidding. This thing is not going to work. And if you listen to how it works, it's ridiculous. But check out that from Business News. Next one from Business Insider, also.com. Here's how U.S.'s fifth-generation aircraft will win in a war against China. And I had a laugh. I said, laugh out loud. They said in 2026 that this war is going to jump off, or they mocked for this war in 2026. They need to mock for it in 2026. It's about to go real in 2016. And I would just say China has their own surprises, a surprise fleet of Generation 5 fighters that actually work. The U.S. Generation 5 stealth fighters or Generation 5 fighters don't even work. So I just kind of laughed at this article. Ridiculous. Next article comes from Reuters. Graphic Global QE, which means quantitative easing, running at record at $180 billion per month and rising. This just tells you the overall recapitalization and the digital and printing of cash that's being put into the system that's artificial, that's going to actually be the overall boulder that's around the economic neck that's going to take it to the bottom of the sea. So check out that article. And this next one from sovereignman.com, new legislation proposes to bail in Social Security. It's going to be, and my commentary is, it's going to hurt. Ladies and gentlemen, you must prepare for, they are telling you what the plans is. The Board of Treasuries of the Social Security, which includes the U.S. Treasury, wrote that the major part of the program have already run out of money, and the rest of Social Security will run out of money in the next decade. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's already been squandered. It's already been stolen. It was never really there. It was always a facade until they wanted to implode this the way that they wanted to. And this is what's going to happen. The only person that you can trust to take care of you yesterday, today, and tomorrow is what you prepare for right now. That is critical. So please make ready, and we'll talk about this later on this week. We'll get through some of the other what's in the news articles. Next, what's in the news? This one came from the anti-media, antimedia.org. Judge rules Bitcoin isn't money because it can't be hidden under a mattress. Oh man, it's just so many reasons why I could say it is not. It's actually another form of currency. It's digital currency and is the worst form of currency. Yes, you can use it for certain things, but do not rely on this, because I'm going to tell you, the bankers and the hackers want you to do just that, and that's who's going to actually get you, even more than what physical cash. Physical cash has more intrinsic value than a computer digit that says you have something, and then it easily can go out, just like Scotty had problems with his the system last week. Today, and you've already known from your own computers with viruses. So you mean to tell me that you want to put some of your life savings, some of your hard work, some of the energy that you will never have again at that moment in time, and you want to invest that in something that can be easily taken out by just turning off the switch? I don't think that you're that type of person. Use it for what it should be used for and nothing more. Don't overextend yourself, because it is not real money. Next article comes from antimedia.org once again. Obama backs off plans to demilitarize police after meeting with lobbyists. Of course. Who didn't think that was going to happen? So check out that article. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay, next. Today is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, the GMO labeling and food poisoning agenda by Monsanto and other companies is what Brother Davis is going to be talking about. Very, very crucial. While we were misdirected in watching some other things that we shouldn't have been engaged in behind back doors, behind the scenes, there was something else that came about, and Brother Davis is going to talk about that. Next article from the HawkTurnerShow.com. Contagion from Italy's banks meltdown spreading. Check out this article. Thanks to my man Kevin for that article. Man, this stuff is really, really picking up. Next article, and this came from my man Scotty. Thanks, Scotty, for sending me this. And I say, yep, this is so true. I'm going to tell you, the Clintons have been proven to be nothing more than political serial killers. Clinton emails reveal direct U.S. sabotaging of Venezuela. So check out that article that Scotty sent to me, and I posted, tagged me in, and I posted it in the Tando radio show. Very, very. And it says, David, the most dangerous racists and corporate assassins on the planet. And this is what my man Scotty had said. Yep, totally, totally agree, Scotty. Next article. This one comes from, where does it come from? Can't see it. The IMF and China accelerate creation of the new global reserve currency. IMF, International Monetary Fund, but I call them the International. You can figure the rest of those two words. and China accelerate creation of the new global reserve currency. For most people, the SDR sounds like an old disease, and yet it could be the world's next reserve currency. And the SDR means the special drawing rights. And believe me, the U.S. is going to lose its overall position in the SDR, and I believe it's going to be backed by many commodities, gold, silver, and many other assets are going to be the key thing, and this is what you should be doing. Next article comes from, I'm going to have to repost this one. This was a good one. It didn't post well in there. It came from Reuters Business. HSBC clients tax evasion. What they're basically saying is that Switzerland is going to give their all of their clients' information that are U.S. citizens to the IRS. Very, very. This is capital controls, ladies and gentlemen. There's a reason why this is happening. We'll talk about this later this week. It's all about the key collapse to prevent you from being able to be adversely affected by the collapse. Next article comes from News, NationalGeographic.com. Prospecting for the Pharaoh's Gold. Very good article that's there. Check out, man, the bracelet that was there and some of the things that were there were ridiculous. So we got two more. Next one, why are doctors committing suicide? Check that one out. Next one from Intel Hub. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid, America. Political fiction in the age of television lies. Check out that article. Very true. Next article. Democrats running ads on Craigslist for actors to fill empty seats at the convention, $50 a day to applaud. Let me tell you something real quick about this. You remember, and I want you to see how all of this is such a charade. It was just, 8 years ago that they had said that the Republican Party had totally collapsed. And then now they're talking about the Democratic Party completely. We have no form of recollection or memory at all. We just look at what's going on today. This is a ploy, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things that we could do is take our energy from this system, and it will no longer exist. It will cease to exist. So check that out. Next one from Superstation 95. Deutsche Bank announces 98% drop in profit. Stock dives 5% today. Failure deemed imminent. And once Deutsche Bank goes, like I said, first Europe, then the U.S. How fast? We'll talk about that later. So that is what we have in the news. I don't want to take up too much time. We're getting ready to, if we could, Scotty, we could jump into a commercial break a little bit earlier. Then we could get right to Brother Davis, and then Brother Davis can and take it without any interruption from there. So you listen to Tando Radio Show. This is a very, very important show today about the GMO labeling, the food, and there's many of you that are there in queue, definitely need to be there, and have your questions and comments ready for Brother Davis at the appropriate time. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis coming at you. It's been a glorious day out here weather-wise, but when it comes to the truth, it's been very eye-opening. First, let me read to you. The House passes the DARK Act, banning states from requiring genetically modified labels on food. What does that mean? Listen closely. Legislation dubbed Deny America the Right to Know, the DARK Act, passed the House of Representatives yesterday by a vote of 275-50. The bill preempts all state and local authorities, understand that, to label or regulate genetically modified or genetically engineered food. So what they're telling you is this, and very simply, it's none of your damn business what you eat. Just eat it. The sad part about it is that some of you people don't want to even know what you eat as long as it tastes good. Well, now I'm telling you this. Taste without knowledge will kill you. This system is being designed purposely for the depopulation of America. Why do I say America? Other countries will not allow this stuff in. There are 125 countries that are not allowing genetically modified engineered food or produce into their country. Because at one time, I think about 35 or 40 of the countries on that list did. But when they seen the destruction, when they did their research, they decided that this was not something that would be good for their populace. That means their population. But yet, the gubernatorial, I mean our government authorities, have sold you out because they know this is scientifically engineered to destroy you. Now, some of you are probably sitting back saying, oh, it ain't that bad. Yes, it is. If you think about it, 90% of the food, understand that number, 90% of the food that's processed has genetically modified organs in it, and most food that says natural is not natural. So therefore, you're eating something you're thinking is one thing, and it's totally not. My brothers and sisters, please, if you have never took the time to sincerely listen to what I have to tell you, you need to listen tonight. Because this will not only affect you, this will affect your family. Why? Because when the kids go to school and they serve lunches, do you think the school is going to understand what your demands are, or are they going to kowtow to the government demands? We have to take control. I don't know how many times I have said we must be responsible for what we know. Well, you know right now that the government has told you that they do not want you to know what you're eating. And if that is acceptable to you, then that's understandable to me. You know why? Because you don't make the decisions about what I eat. The sad part about it is that the largest portion of America are eating it. And don't take my word for it. You want some simple logic? Go out and stand on your stoop, your step, your front porch. It don't make a difference where. Because it's all over. When you see people that are walking down the street that are carrying astronomical amounts of weight, and we are already considered the most obese country in the world, a lot of them don't realize it's not the fact that they're not eating right, it's what they're eating. And if you ask them, they're not knowledgeable enough to tell you what they're eating because they're eating for taste. And in that taste is a lot of genetically modified ingredients that you have no ideas in there. Now, what does genetically modified mean? Okay, now here's what they did for an experiment. They took a silkworm. You know that natural silkworm? And what they did was they injected this silkworm with a Teflon-based chemical. And over a period of time, the silkworm, literally, because of how it was done, had mutated part of its natural process with this synthetic Teflon. Then they bred that silkworm with a spider. What does that mean? That means that they cross-breeded the genetic organs of the silkworm's DNA to the genetic DNA of the spider. And when they did, they got a spider-looking type of animal. But this animal's, when it spins a web, this web is the strongest web known in to man of by insect species. Now, why is that so important? Because man literally uses everything as a tool. So now they realize that they have modified it to living organisms that are unnatural to each other to form a totally different living organ that gives them a substance that is stronger than the natural ate the natural production process of either of these insects. All right? Now, that's on the lowest level. Because as we move forth, they took animals and crossbred animals. So therefore, when you don't see, and you've never seen, a cow mating with a donkey. No, it's unnatural. So therefore, they genetically engineered it so that they can have a quunky. What's a quunky? It's a cow that looks like a donkey, but also has tits like a cow. So it literally bears something similar to milk. What is it? We don't know. And understand how I said that. Something similar to milk. Now, this is totally an unnatural process. So when you put an unnatural process in a natural environment, that natural environment does not gravitate to the process until you continue putting it in over a period of time where the tolerance of the natural process is broken down. This is called genetic engineering. Now let's move it up a level. They're doing this to food. Absolutely. You ever hear of a Gala apple? There wasn't Gala apples 7 years ago. It's a genetically modified apple. And it's a lot of different vegetables and fruits now have been genetically modified. Soybean, it's genetically modified. Why I say that? Because I know for a fact that 90% of the soy that is grown in the United States has been genetically modified in order to put together a what they consider more usable product. But it's not a usable product for edification. But yet they use it in food. So therefore, when you eat the food, you become a guinea pig to their experiment. So now they're giving you the Franken food. What is Franken food? Food that was put together just like the Frankenstein monster. Piece by piece, organ by organ, genetic engineered aspects in order for you to consume them. And now they don't want you to know it's just that it's killing people. Oh, absolutely. They have a thing out now called leaky gut. Never heard it before. You know why it's called leaky gut? Because the chemical used in Roundup, which is another genetically modified product by Monsanto's, literally was put into a corn. Why? Because that way they wanted to keep insects from eating the corn. So what did they do? They put something in the corn. They genetically modified the corn to receive pesticides. So what do you mean receive pesticides? From the same engineering process. Over a period of time, they continued this experiment until they came up with a seed that can grow and bear corn that literally had an attribute of this pesticide being part of its process. And understand how I stay away from natural, the word natural, when I talk about the engineering process. Because this is very unnatural. And when I say very unnatural, I mean this literally is Frankenstein in your cupboard. And you don't even know it. And I'm going to tell you, the more I read, the more I became hurt. Because I know so many people who are not even focusing on the quality of their food, but the taste. So when you go out to the Outback and the steakhouse, they're not telling you that this Angus beef, which is bovine enriched. Well, bovine is a cow, is also a synthetic organism. It is also considered to be a steroid. So you're eating this stuff, and you don't even have an understanding of what you're eating, but you know what they're saying to you? We're giving you the biggest steaks that we ever gave to you before. And guess what? The taste. Is so good. Well, they're creating the taste with the chemicals that they're putting on your food. Your seasonings aren't evening your seasonings anymore. They're labeled one thing to give you the taste, but literally, is it what they say it is? We, as a human race, must understand that we have been in war with a group of people that literally are destroying every aspect of life as we know it. Look at the environment. It's in the greatest time of cataclysmic change in history. Look at the weather. It has been engineered so much that now it's been turned into a weapon. Do you hear me? A weapon. We have to take our government back from corporate control, because these corporations are serving their own interests. You already know that, listen to Tando Radio, we are in at least five major hotspots all over the world, that in the morning when you wake up, you can hear anything about war breaking out. And we're a part of that aspect. You know why? Because we as the populace are literally sitting back and being programmed to be docile and drinking fluoride water that takes away our incentive to be even focused on the things that are of our best interest. And they're literally engineering our children in school through this new indoctrination program that includes every aspect of debauchery from the time that I was in school to now. What they're teaching in school now was considered to be deviant behavior. But yet, our children have to be submitted to this crap. And then after they've submitted to it, because we're not being responsible, they go to the cafeteria for a lunch. Oh, and by the way, most of the lunches are free now. And now lunch is... it's genetically modified food. And until we take the responsibility of being parents back from these people, we are going to be victimized until we are dead. Because that is their ultimate outcome. That is the result they want. The more of you who die now, the less that they will have to kill later. So we have to get over our petty little differences. And when I hesitate like that, please understand, a lot of times there's a word that is on my tongue that is not suitable for radio. So I have to catch myself, because I control every aspect of my emotions. But what I cannot control is the fact that I have to read this information and convey it and hope that you get it, because I'll say to you, call, ask your questions, and very few of you call. Do you know that right now there are about 27 different vegetables that are on the list to be genetically modified over the next year? 27! So where does that put your thought process? Do you think that the tomatoes in your salad are natural? Well, you can't think that. Now, you know why? Because you didn't grow them. Because the only solution to this circumstance is if you take the responsibility and the authority over yourself and your family, and you start doing the things that's going to ensure that they get the best that you can offer. And if the best that you can offer is from the local grocery store, then that's good, because you can only offer it for a certain period of time. And make no mistake, there will be a lot, a whole hell of a lot of people who will die from this, because they do not have privy to the information that you're getting tonight, nor are they doing their own due diligence to understand exactly what this means in their life. Some people are looking at the paper and saying, oh, the dark act. Well, I'm not dark. That must be referring to black people. You better wake up, because guess what? The dark act refers to anybody in America eating anything from the grocery store. Not something. Anything. Because guess what? You notice, since you got good, sweet, seedless grapes and all these other seedless watermelons and all this other seedless natural stuff, you got a lot of commercials about erectile dysfunction. Oh, you didn't put two and two together? Well, if you haven't, let me help you here. You see, seed is required to reproduce thyself. Okay? So if you take the seed of an orange, a natural orange, Now, I got to constantly say so I can separate the two, a natural orange, and you put it in the ground over a period of time, seed time and harvest, that seed will produce the natural orange that it was from, the original seed. But if you have a seedless orange, where do they come from? A petri dish. Ain't nothing natural about that. And here's the bum dinger. It's sweet. Oh yeah, it's seducing. And you get seduced into death. Make no mistake, this is happening on a plethora of levels. So you who like that seedless watermelon, do you have any idea why they say black people like watermelon? Well, let me tell you. When there were slaves in the fields, literally a lot of them could not get to water because we get out there, it'd be hot, you need something to drink. Well, it was easier for them. Yeah, they couldn't carry a bottle of water. It was easier for them to go ahead and cut a melon and take the heart out of the melon, okay? And as the day progressed, the water would recede to the open spot where the heart was. So when they got thirsty, all they had to do was drink the water out of the melon. Now, eventually, by the end of the day, they probably naturally ate the watermelon. But that was the purpose. You see, a lot of times people fail to realize that the theory behind that so-called philosophical process, it doesn't take rocket science. It just takes some due diligence to find out. And when you lack the due diligence, someone else is coming by and they're telling you something else. And you know what I did? I went into a grocery store. Good church woman there standing there talking about, oh, wow. I said, oh, that's a great price on those grapes. She said, yeah. She said, they look real sweet, too. I said, well, they probably are. Well, naturally, she picked one and stuck in her mouth. And I looked at her and I said, well, why would you do that? She said, it's a grape. I said, well, I'm sorry, I thought you was a good Christian. She said, well, I am. She said, I'm a very moral, virtuous woman. I said, well, do you know anything about that grape? She said, well, it was sweet and it was seedless. I said, well, you help me here. Doesn't the Bible talk about seeds bearing fruit after seed? She said, oh, yeah, that's what it says. I said, so where does the fruit come when it's seedless? And she looked at me. And she looked at me. And she stared at me. She could not answer that question. You know why she could not answer that question? Because she began to realize that she was too caught up in the concept of Christianese than to understand the birds and the bees. The sad part about it is that when I brought it to her attention and told her how it got there, her whole demeanor about seedless foods changed. And she looked at me and she said, brother, how do you know these things? And I told her, I don't eat because it's sweet. I eat when I know what I'm eating. And she just, all she could do was look. And I smiled and I said, sister, have a good day, because guess what? Now, you should realize that a lot of what you've been eating, you have no idea what it is. She looked with the most quagmire face that you could imagine. Because guess what? Now she knows. And see, one thing about truth, it doesn't change. And why truth doesn't change? Because everything else is a deception if it isn't based on truth. Look out your door. All of these programs that are running around now, a lot of them are simply programs to keep your focus away from truth. Because when you focus on truth, you begin to ask yourself, where do I fit into the concept of truth? And if you don't, then you've already surrendered yourself to the concept of, well, whatever happens, happens. You know, someone I love once said that to me. And I looked at him then, and this was over 20 years ago. I said, whatever you do in your life, you never say, whatever happens, happens. Because literally, you're allowing anything to happen because you don't want to know how you can make a change so that what happens is what you want to happen and not whatever happens. And if you are not understanding about genetically modified foods, you're saying that to yourself. Whatever happens, happens. All of this high blood pressure, I'm going to tell you, this really gets me. All of this high blood pressure and these heart diseases, do you realize that a lot of that is a byproduct of high fructose corn syrup that has about 7 different names? And if you don't know what it is, you need to look it up, because they come from high fructose corn syrup to guava to, they even give it natural names. You know what I mean? And they give it scientific names. Aspartame, absorbic acid, all of this stuff is to keep the illusion over you. Because the more you consume it, okay, the more that you consume it, the more it literally kills you. Okay, Brother Dave, I'll take that call.
Man, great show, Brother Davis, and I'm, you know, just so much. I got a question after this one also, just to make a point with you. Okay, great. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. You're on with Brother Davis. What's your question or comment?
Peace, Brother Dave. Got in, Brother Davis. Rob from Atlanta.
Hey,
all
what's
right,
up,
brother.
Rob?
How are you?
Hey, I'm okay, man. Two quick questions. If I'm not mistaken, you said that you were a truck driver. How do you eat healthy on the road?
Brother, that is a great question. And I'm going to tell you something. This is one of my pet peeves, because I love my brother truckers, but they have seriously allowed themselves to be victimized by their food in their environment. First of all, I shop at Kroger's, Vaughn's. I shop at the places that literally offer what they call local purchasing. They buy from the local farmers, so therefore I know when I get corn, I'm getting corn that's grown in the local area. When I get vegetables, I'm getting vegetables in the local area. And then what I do is I have a magnificent woman who cooks and creates dishes for me. So now she makes this dish for me with round rice and kale, and she blends it, and she makes a large portion when we're home, and then she freezes it in bags of sandwich bags, the plastic sandwich bags, which she's trying to get away from, but right now it's suitable, and that way we can freeze what we need, and then as we're ready to eat it, she pulls out the old, you know, you're going to know this very well. She pulls out the old lunchbox oven, just everything in the lunchbox oven, and she adds a little bit of cinnamon oil to it, and she adds a few seasonings, sesame seeds, and then she lets it cook. Now, I'm going to tell you, half the time, I don't know what she's doing back there until I smell it. And then, you know what she'll say to me? She'll say to me, well, if I'm hungry, you're hungry. And you know what? I understand the logic. Before, I used to say, well, how do you, you know, I eat different than you do, but he said, understand what I'm saying. If I'm hungry because of what I haven't eaten, then I know chances are you are. On the road, I also carry trail mix and fresh water. When I say fresh water, I mean spring water. I only get one time, and that's Glacier Spring. And that's until over the next month, I'm getting together with Dr. Hawkins. He's designed me a water purification kit for my truck, and which we'll purchase that and have in the truck, and we'll keep 5 gallons of purified water on hand all the time. But, brother, it's a personal responsibility for you to go in, and listen, I'm beginning to understand how simple it is. You can boil water, take a strainer, put some kale or some greens or some onions, mushrooms in the strainer, dip it in the boiling water a couple of times, and you blanch it. Because literally, you're keeping the nutrients in it. I watched my wife do this to trip me out. Then she seasoned it to taste. And brother, you are eating healthier like that than you could ever eat if you go into a store. And my trail mix, I stay away from all of the sugar stuff. Now, what sugar stuff I do get, I like the pineapple, dried pineapple chunks. I get dried pineapple chunks. I get kernels. I get peanuts. I get almonds. I get pistachios. And my wife likes walnuts. And we also add, now I'm not crazy about this, but she likes them. We also add the banana chips. But that's what we munch on during the day, and we drink water. And the reason why is because literally a lot of the problem that we are getting is from the glutens that we eat that are in bread. Those glutens literally are building our system up so that we can become more or less intolerant to diet. If you started eating healthy, but you still kept bread in your diet, the gluten would keep the weight on you. But if you remove the gluten from your diet, then literally you can continue to eat healthy and eat as much as you want, and you will still lose weight. And I'm beginning to experience that myself. Wow. But the gluten is coming from the high steroid yeast that's in the bread when they make it. That's what makes it fluffy. And the wheat that literally you're buying in breads and everything, that's genetically modified wheat. See, wheat originally grew about 4 to 6 feet high, 6 to 12 feet high. But now they got this new stuff where it only grows a certain height and they cut it down. And it's roughly between 24 and 30 inches. It doesn't grow very high anymore. So it's not the same wheat. And it's impactful and high powered with gluten. And that's why when they break it down, they cannot separate the byproduct from the product. And this is what's being being victimized on the road. And there's so many people who cannot eat gluten that literally there's a whole established food chain on gluten-free foods. But literally, a lot of people don't realize that's the problem. But when they get away from it and they start educating themselves about it, then they really find that there's a way to eat healthy in any environment. So it might take a little initiative on your part, but you can do it, brother. And I'm going to tell you something. When you go to those locally grown fruits and vegetable markets, literally like Vaughn's and Kroger's, they buy locally. So whatever's in season, you can buy. And here's another tip for you. Whatever is in season, your body is already preordained to consume that while it's in season. Because there is a direct connection with the solar aspects of the sun and how it affects food in the growth process, that same aspect takes place in you because you also are a living thing. So whenever you eat something that is in season, your body is designed to process it at its peak performance level because it knows what it is. I hope that answered your question, brother.
Yes, sir, it did. Thank you very much. I had one more quick question. What's your view on aquaponics? I know it's unnatural, but the habitat is controlled, and the science that goes into it, you know, you're not adding chemicals. It's technically organic, and I just wanted to know your views about that and the foundation of that practice.
Okay, well, brother, I'm going to tell you something. I have a connection with a group that does aquaponics. I actually went out there and I got some fish. I did a whole video of it and put it on Tando, but they have fish in one area and the vegetables in another. And I watched how the system feeds off the other system. I watched how they go through and have everything on a timeline so these vegetables can grow in the most nutriently intact vegetables that I've ever had, only because this system has been designed to be articulate as well as being analytical. So therefore, when I say analytical, every aspect of it's being tracked. From the time that they get the fish at one size, organic fish at one size, to the time the organic fish grow big enough to eat. And I'm going to tell you, I was pulling fish out that tank that was 12, 14 inches long. So literally, that is a good source for food, as well as it gives that fish, those droppings are excellent feed for your aquaponics garden. And this, the variety of foods that are being grown in aquaponics gardening is expanding all the time because people are beginning to realize that they can be self-sufficient with an aquaponics garden and be able to maintain a good quality of life. And that is not off the table for futuristic design in life. When I say design in life, I mean, is that a part of my plan? Absolutely. So believe me, I'm telling you now, we already in purchased the organic farm, okay? There's a pond on it. This is not out of the realm of possibilities because we are thinking about trying to be here as long as we can. And how do you do that? You have to create a value to the system so that the system has a need for you. If it's just the knowledge that you have, the greater the value you create, the greater the simplification of the need in the system. And my wife was saying that during the summer you can freeze it, jelly it, jar it, and dry it and preserve it so it can last you into the winter months. So okay. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, sir, it did. I wanted to know your perspective on it as I was about to invest in a small-scale aquaponic farm, and I just want to be self-sustainable.
Okay, brother, just remember this. In times of survival, nothing is off the table. We have a responsibility to not only each other, we have a responsibility to those people that we have access to. Because I'm going to tell you, whenever you start growing your own food, you're going to get better and better at it. And when you get better and better at it, you're going to grow more and more. This becomes a bartering tool. So if you need wood to build onto your house, that is something that you can barter with. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. That's a good way of putting it. But, okay. I appreciate it, Brother David.
Not a problem, my brother. And listen, if you like meat, just go to the farmer, meet the farmer, learn about his animals, and get the best cut you can afford. Is there any other calls, Dave?
Yes, Brother Davis. Got another call in too. Let's go to this caller real quick. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, you know what, Brother Davis? Let's go to the commercial break. When we come right back after the commercial break, we'll go right back to our caller. The caller that's in the 404 area code. We'll come right back to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show with Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. We have a caller that's in queue for Brother Davis, so we're going to go to them right away. Here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Yes, hi, everybody. My name is Jada, and I'm from Atlanta. And good day, Brother Davis. I appreciate you on this topic. I am familiar with it, but I'm not knowledgeable about it. I do have a question about hydroponics, and I do live in an apartment. So what about hydroponics, as well as I do have a small, like, little patio area, and how would I make a small greenhouse to start growing food?
Okay, since I'm going to try to give this to you as quick as I can, all right? First of all, you can go out and buy and get plastic gallon jugs, cut them in half, put soil in them, and place them in different parts of your patio. One. Two, you can have a 10, 20, or 30 gallon tank in your house with bad fish in it. I would suggest that you get fish that literally could live under natural conditions. Now, what does that mean? That means that everybody would like to have good trout because it's eating fish. But trout only thrive in cold water. So you would have to have a supplement on your tank to keep the water a certain temperature to have trout. So if you get a natural body fish, say like a good, I hear tilapias are good, and the new smallmouth bass are good, and widemouth bass are good, because literally they live in diverse temperatures of water. So that works out real well. So if you can get some small ones, try to get them under 2 inches. And organic if you can. Now, the reason why is because the size of your tank will determine the size that the fish get. But as long as you have the fish on a routine, what is a routine? A scheduled time of eating, and you have a water system, filtering system, that literally can take the water out of your tank and recycle new water in. Now, the reason why I say that is because on every filtering system, there's a temperature control in which you can control the temperature of the water going in the tank. But the water coming out the tank is where the nutrients are. So what you should do, actually, is stir the stones up that are at the bottom of the tank to get the nutrients to moving around. And then, if this is a simple way of getting your water out, dip a container in there that's maybe a gallon or, no, let's say a quart size, and you dip that, you dump that into a mutual size container, say that might be a gallon, so that you can get three or four good dips in that gallon. Then you turn your water supplement system on so that it will go through your filtering system and regenerate the water in the tank. Why? Because the water level will also have to do with determining the size that the fish grow to in the tank. Now, with the water that you take out of the tank, you go outside to your patio, and I would suggest, now I've seen this here done in different places, where people had cut their jugs off right above, right below the handles. That way they can put little holes in them, put hangers on them, and hang them. And I mean, I've literally seen a whole wall full of vegetables and herbs that were hanging and growing. And to see, here's what's unique about this process. That water that you took out of the fish tank already has natural fertilizer in it from the fish. Wow. It's an organic fertilizer that's already in it. So when you put it on the plants, it's like an organic miracle grow. And it literally enriches your soil as well as it feeds your seed. Now, another thing you want to keep in mind, if you're having vine plants, make sure that you put some, you ever see those there pin screws where there's a loop on the end? You put them in the ceiling and you extend strings down so that as the plant grows, especially vine plants, they will have something to grow onto and be strengthened when the fruit starts to hang on the vine, because that's going to weigh the vine down. So if you had something to anchor that in at the top, you can almost have at least 7 or 8 different vine plants on one side of your patio, and on the other side of your patio, you can have maybe some potato plants or cucumber plants. There's a number of things you can do. You must be creative in order to feed the level of nutrients that you want. I would suggest you go after the vegetables you like. If you like beefy tomatoes, go after beefy tomatoes. If you like Roma tomatoes, go after Roma tomatoes. And find the best organic source for the seeds, because or heirloom seeds. And listen, there's all this information is on the internet somewhere. You just got to do your due diligence and put in there patio gardening, organic patio gardening, patio gardening with aquaponics. But all of this information is out there, and we have to be done. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, wait, sister. Wait. Don't leave. Go ahead. Let Brother Davis finish, and I want to say something to you. Go ahead, okay. Brother Davis.
We have achieved, I'm telling you something, what we've experienced, sister. And I'm going to tell you another thing you want to keep in mind. You want to keep in mind how close your fruit hangs to your neighbors. Because believe me, when they see that you're being able to do this, if they're not eating, guess whose fruit looks good or whose vegetables look good? Because I'm going to tell you something. That is going to be a source of you being able to maintain your family in diverse times without you having to worry about going to a grocery store, being in lines, or meeting the nutritional requirements to sustain a good quality of life. Okay, Dave.
Now, sister, everything that Brother Davis is fantastic. Listen, one of the things that I would love for you to do, because you're in Atlanta, you're in a great place for growing. You're in an apartment in Atlanta, and you are in a ideal sweet spot, sister. What I would love for you to do to be a part of Tando Radio Show is I would love for you to be the expert for the apartment living and growing. And one of the things that we need to do is that we actually need to take on responsibility not only for ourselves and our family, but our overall community. If you would, sister, would you research everything that Brother Davis has told you? And acquire as much knowledge as you possibly can. Come back on Tando on a Wise Wednesday or any other time and present this to our people, because when you start to do it, you will actually inspire other people to do it. That's one of the things that I would ask that you do. Number two, you're in Atlanta, and I think what happens is that there's a lot of land that's there. What you could do is to get together with some of your friends and your family, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And try to either get a portion of land that you can purchase or lease from a farmer and learn farming now. Because one of the critical things about farming and gardening is that it's a trial and error. Every different place is subject to different conditions, environments, diseases, and so forth, predators, and so forth, and so on. You need to know what works for you where you are. And one of the most important things, as Brother David said, and I hope you caught it, is that the seeds are the key. You have to get heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free seeds. Okay, heirlooms. Just think about an heirloom. Okay, and there's plenty of places that you can get it online.
Is that a brand, Brother Dave? Is that heirloom?
No, heirloom is the overall kind of seed. Heirloom is a seed that continues to regenerate itself. It's not a brand.
Oh, okay.
Because as Brother Davis was saying, that they're giving GMO seeds. Okay, those are seeds. They're known as hybrid seeds. They're a blending, as Brother Davis was saying. Those are the blendings of two things. Okay.
Yes.
So, if you would, sister, if you would take on that obligation, then this is going to make you an expert for you, but now it's much bigger than you. It's about what you can give. And I already see it and feel it, and you will do very, very well with it. Okay?
Wow, thank you. That's just confirmation. I appreciate that. Wow.
For sure. Anytime, sister.
Thank you. God bless both of y'all. I appreciate it. And I will be calling back and let you know.
You're the blessing that us, and we thank you for your call.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye, sister. Is there any other calls?
I have a question. Yes, this is Scotty.
Go ahead, Scotty. Then we got a caller in queue. Yeah, go ahead.
It's been since I was a teenager, since I even had been with anyone to go purchase some seeds. So, Brother Davis, we know that what you were talking about earlier, where the foods are not being labeled GMO. What about the seeds? Can we tell if we go to the feed store and tell whether or not, you know, the seeds are GMO or is Monsanto, you know, on the labeling of the seeds? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. That is an excellent question, brother. Let me tell you now. You can go online. There are seed conventions where they're going there and they're showing you maybe 5, 6, 7 generations of a seed and its modification through its natural growth process. And they're also showing you what the process is that Monsanto's is using in order to get their product to appear to be what it is not. So I would tell people right off the top, or I would Google local organic seed, and then I'd go visit them. And then I do my due diligence online and learning about seeds, so when I get into that conversation, I'm not totally disarmed, so that you become committed to understanding that you want to purchase the highest quality seed that you can afford, so that when you get a fruit or a vegetable from that, that seed that you get from that fruit and vegetable, you can dry and use it for the coming season. And that is the main thing that they're going to tell you, that anytime you get a genetically modified organism, you will not get any seeds. When you see genetically modified seeds, they have tattletale signs. These are the things you want to learn. But learn them from the experts, that is their field of specialty. That's why I mentioned about these seed conventions, because these people don't do nothing but go out here and they marshal and push the highest quality seeds out here. And don't be disillusioned, because Monsanto's bought a lot of seed companies up. And that is why those companies, some of the companies that have not been bought up, are starting to gather their wagons so that they can produce the highest quality seeds that they can. And they'll tell you if it's first, second, or third generation, but they'll also inform you if it has been organically grown from beginning to end. And this is why knowledge is power.
And if I could just add to that, and Brother Davis was absolutely right. One of the things, Scotty, that I do, one of the things with the non-hybrid and the heirloom seeds is that all of them are that you plant, not all of them will actually germinate. Okay? That's one way. And then what you do is that it's a cycle. This is why gardening is in farming is so important. You'll start to see the overall progress of it and how it regenerates itself, and use the seeds that you get from the fruit that you receive, dry it, and then replant those again. Now you know that you definitely have heirloom seed. So you actually, there is actually a process that you need to go through. So it's heirloom seeds, non-hybrid.
Well, I was asking that question for other people. It just came to my mind. Because the man across the street, man, he keeps leaving us these peace offerings, and we're not able to eat it all. So I was thinking today, before I even knew this was going to be the topic, I need to open up these vegetables he's bringing us and get the seeds and save them.
Yes.
If you can get the seeds out, try to sun dry them.
Yeah.
And when I say try to sun dry them, because a lot of people think all I need to do is be dried. No. If they're sun dried naturally, then they'll go through that natural hibernation process, and then they'll come up in season.
So what should I do? Put them on like a paper towel and put it in the windowsill and let the sun hit it?
Yes, that's one way. Or literally, you could put them on I don't even know if they even have the old newspapers, because that's how they used to do it. They used to take and spray them all around the old newspaper and put them in front of a window where the sun came through and go to work. And then they come home and they'd shake them out, put them in a bag, and they weren't totally dried yet, but then finish the rest of the process in the bag, because literally the initiation of the drying process is going to start from the outside in. So therefore, by the time that you come home after 8 hours of sitting in the sun, that seed is going to be almost at least 50% to 60% dry. Or you can do it over a couple of days. It's up to the individual, though.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Get it out in the sun. Protect it and get it out in the sun. Don't just leave it out in the sun, because the birds will see it. Make sure you cover it. The birds will see it, and they definitely will take your seed. So this is a practice that we have to continue. But Brother Davis, we have another caller in queue, and then the floor is back to you.
All right, come with it.
Okay. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
I think I messed up.
Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Yes.
Scotty.
Peace,
oh, there you. Okay.
This is Dr. Hawkins. Brother Davis, I hear you. Brother David, hey, man, what's going on? very, 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 very wise Wednesday, and I hope people are listening.
I received that, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I feel wonderful, you know. And, you know, I just want to throw a little something out there. This talk about aquaponics is a very large concern for a lot of individuals pertaining to the black family, because we know that this is something we should all invest in, whether it's small scale or large scale. And I'll just throw some other information out there. There's a guy by the name of Stephen Hughes that works at Cheney University, the oldest historical black college in university in America. And he spearheaded their aquaponics system, their aquaponics movement. And I've been working with him for about a year. Now, one of the issues is, well, one of the plans is to eventually start supplying the veggies as well as the fish that are produced by the aquaponic systems to all of the HBCUs around the nation. And one of the things that I would encourage people to do, well, first of all, I'll break it all the way down for you. The seeds that Brother Davis said, Brother Wren was alluding to earlier, are called Terminator seeds. And I know that name sounds scary, and it should. Terminator seeds. Because when you plant them, they'll produce, let's say, a tomato, or, you know, it could be a carrot, it could be an apple, or whatnot, but that's it. That particular plant is terminated after one go. So remember that, Terminator seeds. And another thing is that there were some white guys several years ago who literally, I'll just tell you what they did. They had an aquaponic system. They decided to add some magnesium to their water, liquid magnesium. It's a form of colloidal magnesium, basically. And when the fish consumed the magnesium and pooped it out, these white guys literally bagged the fish poop, took it to the patent office, and patented it. They literally patented fish poop with magnesium. Literally. Okay? So imagine what would happen. And by the way, the patent office claims that this is the most potent fertilizer known to man. And those of us in the know that that's hogwash. Because the same way they added magnesium to the water, you could easily add magnesium, zinc, silver to the water. Because fish catch diseases just like humans do. So we need to know that when considering creating an aquaponic system. So, you know, do your due diligence, find out as much as you can about that particular fish, what minerals they thrive in, and what minerals are toxic to them, and then go from there. But you'd be surprised how many fish thrive with silver. You'd be surprised at how many fish thrive with gold. Trace amounts, of course, but you'd be surprised. And I just wanted to throw that out there, gentlemen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show.
Well, thank you, Brother Doctor. It's always good to have your addition to the show. And you know, that's one of the interesting things about the perspective that you bring is that you're coming from it from a personal experience of analytical value that many of us do not have. And it's really a joy to know that there are other avenues that we can incorporate using the same idealisms to be able to achieve a better quality of product. So yes, you're always a good attribute to whatever show we have.
Thank you, Conley. Oh, and as a matter of fact, now if y'all want to just get a look at what it looks like on a larger scale, just say for example, just go to Ancient Water Restoration and look under the Fish Farm Solutions tab. Okay, because what we are dealing with is very large transport tanks. We have tanks that hold 750 gallons apiece, made of aluminum and fiberglass, and some are made of other material. And you can use these tanks to transport live fish from state to state or even internationally if you wanted to. Now, some individuals choose to take these types of tanks, or some even use, swimming pools, small swimming pools, or other tanks, and they just simply stick them in the ground and they put their fish there, or some people just dig a hole in the ground. But either way, you shouldn't get discouraged. This is something that anybody could do, like I said, on a small scale or a large scale.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's been informative for me, because at this stage of the game, we are experimenting with a lot of different things. And like I said to the sister, that aquaponics is not off the table. Matter of fact, if you go to Tando Radio, you'll see a video, Tando Radio's Facebook page, you'll see a video of me and my wife visiting an aquaponics facility in which we were literally having a great time at no cost, and we left with a harvest of fresh vegetables as well as some very, very tasty fish, and it was a great experience. So I videotaped it. Do go and check it out.
We got two more callers, Brother Davis. Thank you so much, Doc Hawkins. Priceless okay. Information. And you know I know about putting silver in on my plants. I did some with some of my cucumbers. Crazy. And I didn't do it with others just to see how it would go. So, but hey, Brother Davis, we got two more callers that are in queue. You ready?
All right, let's go.
Okay. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, how y'all brothers doing? This is Jerry calling out Chattanooga.
Jerry, right, what's Jerry. Going on?
I'm doing great. I always enjoy the show, especially when you come on. Brother Davis, so animated, giving us all this truth. I appreciate it. You too,
I appreciate status. You, brother.
I want to add something on to what Dr. Hawkins was talking about, those Terminator seeds. Not only do they stop after the first produce, they also destroy the nutrients within your ground. So it makes it hard if you try to put some heirloom seeds in there after that. It won't grow because there's no nutrients in the ground. For the people that live in rural areas and it's hard for them, it's hard for them to operate on a computer, you can always go to like the feed and seed store where you have these local, it's like a mini farm where they sell ponies, horses, different plants, whatnot. You know, they have the GMO seeds, but they keep the heirloom seeds for themselves, and they sell those at a slightly higher price. But they are very particular about selling those. So that's another way that you could just go in your local area and find those particular seeds. And, you know, I was listening to y'all, and my mind got kind of lost. I had some more, but I'm going to just leave it at that.
All right, brother. It's always good to hear from you, Jerry. And thanks again for giving us the information about the nutrients being destroyed by the same seeds. I had heard that before, but I'm going to say I'm going through a thousand different ideas in my mind. I do want to put out here right now, for those people who do have computers, you can go to Responsible Technology, and you can learn.org, and you can learn an extensive amount more knowledge than what I'm trying to convey to you today. When you're dealing with a window of time, you just try to get the information out here so that the person will have the initiative to do their own due diligence. And I would always suggest, at any information level, always take what you're given and do your own due diligence. That way it becomes your truth, your testimony, and you'll have a relationship with the knowledge that you get from that experience. Is there any more calls, Brother Dave?
Yes, here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, this is Sister Erica. Can you hear? Hello?
Yes, can hear you. Go ahead, Sister Davis, go ahead.
I'm sitting right beside him, and I'm driving, he's sitting, so he can do the show. But one thing I wanted to add, one time last year, we were driving in Northern California, where, you know, there's orchards and all that going on. And we were in the middle of Monsanto's madness land. And I tell you, they had no sign that said this is Monsanto land. But I tell you what, I was looking at orchards. Now, we're from central Pennsylvania, born and raised. We've seen apple tree orchards, peach tree orchards, that type of thing all our life. I mean, we've seen it. And when you look at a traditional orchard, you see hundreds of trees. And they look like people. Some of them are tall, some of them are short, some of them are wide, some of them are thin. You see different ages of the trees in a regular orchard. Well, when we were looking at this orchard out here in Monsanto land, I was blown away because each tree, we were looking at hundreds of trees, each tree looked exactly the same. They were the same height, they were the same weight, they had the same amount of leaves. It was just amazing. And you had to know it was because they used the same DNA seed. I mean, that's the proof right there. And the bad thing about it is that the wind was blowing, and every tree's leaves were blowing, and they all looked duplicated. I mean, it was just acres. I almost, like, wanted to pull over the truck and like, videotape it, because there is no way you're going to have an orchard of fruit, and every single tree is the same. Now, I don't know if what I'm saying impacts you the way I saw it, but you have to know that that was manufactured. It was hundreds of trees. They were the same height. They were the same color. They had every leaf was the same on every tree. When the wind blew, every tree blew, every leaf blew in the same direction. That doesn't happen. God doesn't create that kind of thing. No, no. It was totally manufactured, and it really scared me. That was my visual effect of the DNA process that they're doing. And what makes it so bad is when it harvests their little harvest of peaches or whatever tree it was, they're all going to be the same as far as the bad quality of the DNA of the Monsanto madness that they put into the DNA to start with. And that will be on someone's dinner table or fruit salad or smoothie and doing whatever damage that it wants to do. And that, it was just unbelievable. And I just wanted to add that.
Well, we see that, my darling. The best part about that is I've experienced that with you. And you have to, that's one of the things you have to see to understand the power of the visual impact. But is there any more calls in the queue, Dave?
No, that's it, Brother Davis, for
okay,
right now.
Good.
I'll let you know.
I want to encourage everybody who's listening, who has a question, in this last half hour, call. Because I'm going to be focusing on solutions. Why do I say focus on solutions? Because we can't by any means think that we're going to be victims or just surrender to this madness. And in order for us to do that, we have to be able to convey ourselves, our ideas, and build groups that have like-mindedness who are trying to achieve the same thing and be able to cross-border communicate this. That means we got to let our neighbors know and so forth. And I'll discuss how to do that when we come back from the break. Is it time for a break, Scotty?
Yep. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Brother Davis coming at you. And in this last half hour, I really want to openly discuss solutions. And the reason why is because there are ways of getting around this. And if we surrender, or the largest amount of people surrender, it's going to victimize the group that is trying to make changes, to the degree where there'll be another separation, and the people who decided to do nothing will be destroyed because of their lack of initiative, and the people who are trying to do something are going to be attacked because they are not allowing themselves to be victimized because of what other people want to happen to them. So first of all, we have to understand, we do the simple things first. What is the simple thing? Reading labels. If you something that you're interested in buying, pick up the label and read it. There's a application called Chemicals in Food or something to that effect, where you could literally look at the label, type into the application what the chemical is, and it'll tell you what that chemical is and what it does. And the reason why they're doing that is because, you know, there's always somebody out here that has the initiative to make a change somewhere. And that group is affiliated with the company that, with the website I just told you, Responsible Technology, because we want to open the door to people's understanding of how we're being tricked. And I mean, you're looking at food words that you've never pronounced before in your life. So we don't expect you to have an understanding of them. So we're literally trying to help you find an avenue in which you can make better choices. So how do you do that? You start with reading the labels. Two, openly discuss this. And the reason why you got to openly discuss this is because you'll be surprised at the lack of knowledge that some people have, because they're focusing on what is given to you in the TV. And the TV is controlled by corporate America. So literally, you're not getting the news that is what is called true news. You're getting the news they want you to get. And the sad part about that is they're not going to inform you about the things that you informed here about here on Candle Radio. And understand, this is because of the due diligence of the people who are connected. And the best part about that is those people who literally take the time to go into Tando's Facebook or listen to the Tando radio show are getting information that is available out there. But if you don't know about it, how can you pursue looking for it? So it is literally an act of love. What is an act of love? An act of love is when you do something for someone without any expectation of something in return. It doesn't have anything to do with emotion. This is an act of love. When I come out on this radio channel and I try to convey to you the dangers that we're living under and what we can do about them, it's because I love you. I don't have to know your name. I don't have to know where you live. I don't have to know your race, your color, your anything. But because I'm sincere about the purpose that I serve here and my spiritual nature, it is my responsibility to hand you whatever I have that does not take away from me. And understand how I say that, because sometimes we have more resources than we need, but we should be sharing them, because when we put a price on them, we literally eliminate a certain group of people from getting that, whatever it is. So in communicating your ideas, you also want to talk about food, meat. A lot of people are meat eaters. Although I'm not one, that's fine. Don't get me wrong. I'm not critical of meat eaters. All I wanted to do is be understanding of stepping up their level of knowledge in reference to their purchase. It is better to have a relationship with the farmer who literally breeds steer for the purpose of eating that you can go into and sit down and discuss. I see it done all the time with the Amish. If you go to the farmer's market and the Amish are there, they can tell you literally what that piece of meat consumed while all through its life. They can tell you what was chemicals, if any was used, in most cases, their remedies are holistic. But they can give you information that you will not get from an ordinary butcher shop, and you sure won't get it from Walmart. Because, see, I see a lot of people always say, well, give me them six pork chops right there. Them ones that's tight, they all look the same. Well, they didn't come from the same cow. That might be four or five different cows them six pork chops came from. You have no idea of what those animals were given as feed or as a nutrient to grow by or to be forced to grow. And see, that's what genetic engineering is. It's a forced design to get a specific result through a chemical transition or a engineered action. So what we need to do is become more knowledgeable. If you like pork, then you know somebody in the area who literally are, there are people who literally are their pork farmers. They're not large corporate farms. You go to them, they might have 10, 12 pigs. And you can sit down and talk to them, and they don't mind, because guess what? They know if you're informed enough to find them, then you're probably capable of purchasing the product that they have. And the best part about it is you don't have to purchase it yourself. You might want to go in together with a family. And that family might say, well, we want to buy a quarter. Another family say, I want to buy a quarter. Before you know it, you got the cuts of meat that you want, as well as know the quality of the meat it is. And you might want to get together and get a freezer and freeze those for the hard times that are going to come, because they are going to come. And the best part about that is that you are informed about, when you sit at the dinner table, what your children are eating. I'm also telling people about chickens. You need to really get away from grocery store chickens unless they're locally grown. And the reason why is because locally grown chickens offer you an avenue to discuss with the farmer his process. You hear a lot about free-range chickens. These free-range chickens are designed so that literally they are not contained. They don't have the drama of being contained in a specific area for a reason. And the reason is so that when they come to a point where they're having eggs, those eggs are what's called stress-free eggs. And when they come to a point where that chicken's reached its fulfillment, then they can literally butcher this chicken without the stress that most chickens go through. And I don't know if you've ever been to a chicken.
I think we lost Brother Davis. Brother Davis, we lost you. If you can, come back. Scotty, can you hear me? Scotty? Okay, I'm not quite sure because my board's not seeing saying anything. Let me see. Scotty, you there? Okay, you can hear me? Okay, great. Hey, we lost Brother Davis, and absolutely, hopefully he'll come back in. Brother Davis, we can't hear you. Please come back in. And what Brother Davis was talking about, the chickens, and how you have to make sure that they are free range because of the stress that's put under, and that's pretty much with all the meat eaters. And you can tell Brother Davis is not a meat eater. And I absolutely love it. And I bust out laughing. He said the pork chops coming from a cow. You know that brother don't eat no meat. I love it. I bust out laughing. Love Brother Davis. That was hilarious. But he knows what he's talking about. But it was just funny because as a non-meat eater, that's a you know, in just in speaking, you're trying to get everything out at one time. But that was just hilarious that he put that together. So listen, everyone.
Hey, is Brother
Davis? Any questions or comments until Brother Davis comes back? Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Oh, so he's not on right now, because I had some more questions. Well, maybe you can answer it, because as y'all doing this show, man, I didn't went in there and pulled out the what we threw away from these tomatoes, and I'm getting them seeds out. So my question, my question is, okay. How should I store them? Can I just put them, after I dry them out, just put them in a plastic, you know, baggie or something? And then how long are they good for when they're dormant?
Great question. Well, now what you want to do, Scotty, is that you can look up online the different life expectancy of once you, best way to do them is to freeze dry them after you get them out, if you could do it, or you can just store them. Of course, if you put them in the refrigerator, one of the things you want to do is you want to store them in a cool, dry, without light after they dry out, a cool, dry place that doesn't have any light. You could also freeze them. But every different vegetable and every different fruit is different. So what you could do is, for whatever you have, look it up on the internet. First of all, you want to make sure that it is a non-hybrid. Is known as non-hybrid or heirloom.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure it's coming from, you know, the man from across the street who've been farming for years. So, yeah, it is.
Yeah, those are heirlooms. Yeah, those are heirlooms. For everyone listening, you want heirloom seeds. It's H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M. Okay, so, Scotty, it depends on what it is that you have. Different fruits and vegetables have a, you know, their seeds are able to stand different time periods before is the best opportunity to plant it. Then you also want to plant it in season. Every part of the country has a different weather. Like, and I'm so glad when Brother Davis had said that just like our bodies, the seasons, our bodies are more geared for the fruits and the vegetables of that season in that overall life cycle. And that is so, so true. So you have to know when planting them, you want to plant them in the proper way and find out which should be planted, which to each other, because you want to increase your overall likelihood of them germinating and actually growing into something that bears fruit. So, yeah, that's what you want to do, Scotty. Dry it out. Then you can store it in a cool, dry place, or you can actually put it in a refrigerator and freezer. And the best thing to do that until you can put it in the ground with it seasoned. If you do that now and it's within season of that for you to plant it from where you live, look at North Carolina. I think you're in zone number 5, if I'm correctly. I believe North Carolina is in zone number 5, but depends on where you are. Look at what zone you're in and follow the overall guidelines. Everyone here should have an almanac. Every person should have an almanac. See, one of the things that we lost in following all of these fads that we gave up instead of having our culture is that we don't know the growing seasons by just looking at the stars. We don't know the growing seasons by the feel of the wind. And this is something that we need to get back to. And if we start to break ground on it right now, we will do very, very well. I'm not quite sure, Brother Davis, if you're there, you can jump in at any time. Okay, so until Brother Davis comes back. You know, one of the things that Brother Davis was talking about, if you notice, he said that in the dark matter bill that was passed in the House of Representatives, here's the key to that. It's regardless of your individual state or regional legislation. What does that mean? That it doesn't matter what the laws are in your state, your region, your city. This supersedes it. What does that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, the Trans-Pacific Partnership of global corporate fascism is here, because that's what Trans-Pacific Partnership ensured, that regardless of where you live in the world, regardless of what your laws were, the corporation supersedes that. And this is critical that we understand and we know these things. And as Brother David said, one of the most powerful things, the most powerful thing that we could do is become farmers. Because once we become farmers, you are now moving in the direction of being self-sufficient and sustainable. And when you become self-sufficient and sustainable, there is no need for you to have a boss. This is a process. This is a process that you have to be willing to engage. And let me tell you something. When you start growing, it is one of the most rewarding, stressful, stress relievers, and so many other things. And then you can have actual good fruit and vegetables for your family. And it is something that is worth it. And for those of you that are in apartments in the major cities, all is not lost. There are many things that you can do. Some of the things that we're going to be talking about here, the One Sister is going to be doing that. We'll be talking about some of the different things. Brother Davis will be talking about the things. It's time that you become proactive in everything that you know. It's time for you to learn different things and then bring it back to the overall people. Come on Tando Radio Show. Talk about what you've learned. Call in. Ask questions, because that is critical. It is totally critical. It's one, so necessary, especially for where we are. Go ahead, Scotty.
One of the things I've been seeing in neighborhoods like that in Charlotte, you know, where they don't have a whole lot of land, but they are turning vacant lots, or the ones who are, I got some friends, they like live, you know, right on the highway. And so right up against the highway, that's nothing but, you know, land that there's nothing on. And so those communities have been turning those into community gardens. And so, I mean, that's good on so many levels, because not only are you providing fresh foods, but you're getting to know your neighbors and working with them.
Yes, so true. And what Scotty's talking about is, this is something that you have to catch fire where you are. It's great for that community that's doing it there, but what are you doing in your community? And we could all start with food, because why? We all need food. And I want you to all to think outside of the box in everything, okay? Case in point, I know that there are certain vegetables and certain fruits that consume a lot of the nutrients in the ground. So what I do is that I want to keep on our property, I want to keep our ground nutrients where it is. And what I do, I use raised garden beds. And also, what you need to do is think outside of the box. If you know there's a place where no one lives, it's not someone's property, and it's close to where you live, what's wrong with you planting a seed and watering it and letting it grow, and then you cultivating it from there? Make sure you are not violating any laws, because I don't want you to get in trouble. What I'm saying to you is that you have to think outside of the box. Something like corn, I would not put corn on my, because it consumes so much of the nutrients in the soil. You have to be able to rehab your soil. There's a process to rehabbing your soil. Okay, and that's where you use the ash from your fireplace to actually bring the nutrients back. And you want to also, it's for some of us, you know, we run from getting out of flood zones and everything. One of the things in re-neutralizing the water is that the floods are the best way to do that, because of the silt that comes through and sets, and then that actually rehabs your ground. And then also, you want to set your garden off in timetables, okay? You don't just garden everything that you have. If you have some, you set off a small piece of it, garden from there, let that happen, harvest. Once you go into the real ground and you're no longer in your raised beds, then you want to segment it in different parts of where you live, so that the nutrients of that soil is not completely depleted, and you're giving it time to to rehab itself. And then there are actually, you know, pure nitrate. You want to get pure nitrate, add pure nitrate, magnesium, and ash. And then that's where you can till the ground and turn the soil and re-put the nutrients back in it. That's one of the ways that you can do it. It's so many different ways, but it's also a process. This is something that you can engage with your complete family, your children, everyone else, but it's a process that we have to take. These are the small steps that really make all the difference in the world. Brother, so I don't know, is Brother Davis back?
Yeah, I don't see him. I'm looking at the board, but I don't see him. I do have another thought for those who are who are in the city, because, you know, y'all just bringing stuff to my remembrance. But I had watched this video about, you know, growing food in urban areas. Now, we have to also understand a lot of the cities were the centers of these industrial factories that was putting all that pollutant into the environment. Yeah. And so you may, I'm not sure if you can, I don't know about this. I don't recall from the video I watched about how to test the soil, because sometimes that soil is got all kind of pollutants in it, you know, carcinogens and stuff like that. And so what these people who did in the video I was watching was that they put down a bed of straw, and then they put new soil down on top of that. Now, again, my memory is kind of shaky. I don't remember, you know, how you test the soil, but that's just something to consider if you're in an urban area, especially, you know, one where you've had factories nearby, because, you know, the soil can get contaminated as well.
Yeah, but you know what I do, Scotty? One of the things that I do, and part of, because I don't want to jump right into, you know, taking the nutrients out of the land that we have. What I do is something, and I teach this in our preparedness class, is I actually do bay hail gardening, where you actually use bay of hail, and you actually treat it with nitrogen, pure nitrogen, water it, and then put you actually seed that by putting topsoil on it, putting your seeds in the topsoil, then putting a layer of soil on top of that. And what happens is that you can grow any and everything out of there. There's a process to do that. But this is not something that's really I mean, you could do it. You got to be extremely, extremely careful in the apartment because that hay can actually ignite from the nitrogen. So you have to water it a lot. It won't work for everyone else, but people that are in confined areas, you don't want to put this close to your house or your apartment, but you need to saturate this with water. That is one way, in case you have bad soil, that's something that you still can do, and you will have a plentiful garden. My hay bale garden is sick.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk about it, it's huge. It is totally huge. And so now next season, I'm going to change it up. I'll actually take a picture of it and put it in Tando, just so you can see my actual hay bale. But that's not something that you want to do on an apartment, like your balcony or anything like that, because there is the risk of a fire, and one thing I don't
stated earlier. The one caller brought up, and I think you got another caller, the one caller brought up the hydroponics, and I found online manuals and stuff for complete hydroponic systems.
Yeah, let me see if this caller. One second, Scotty. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, I'm
That's Jerry.
Yeah, up, Jerry? I was just listening, man. I was just listening.
Okay. No, you're good. You're good.
Man.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Now, let me just say this about some of the tools that you will need for farming. You need to go and get now before they're no longer available. And they're not the power tools. They're not the ones that are actually gas or electric generated. You actually need to get some of the old school, because that stuff, it doesn't require the grid for it to work. Yes, if you have the grid to help you, yes, but go to the different yard sales, the garage sales, and get some of the old, go to some of the old farmers, go and buy some of that equipment now, and because they'll sell it to you for relatively cheap, those tools will be priceless in the future. How are you going to actually till the soil? You could do it through hard labor, but this is something that you can mitigate by having some of those tools, and the price on them are very, very cheap for right now. Let's go to this this one caller before we get out of here. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. Oh, Sister Davis. Sister Davis? I think that was Sister Davis that was trying to call.
Oh, no, that 803 number, that is the host of New Abolitionist Radio. He's waiting.
Oh, okay.
He's
just waiting.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man, this phone's acting up. My phone went right into a update, and it's never did that before. But you know what, Scotty? I do think that with the information that this station's putting out, it wouldn't be surprising if some of these here glitches have been targeted, because my phone has never did that. I have an update. Yeah, I have a system update coming in on my phone, and they regularly don't come in. I got those scheduled at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So that was strange to me. But listen, that's just another part of what we're trying to do in getting the news out, a message out, that we're going to run into these type of things, because literally technology doesn't want you to know what we're telling you, or it'll be all over the news. So another thing is, I wanted you to know that Obama has passed a law called the Monsanto's Act. So if you really find that you're sick from something that of Monsanto's food, or you can't even sue them. Literally, don't take my word for it. Please look it up. The Monsanto's Act, the only act of its kind that corporation has the government's approval to destroy you and not be held negligent. So listen, it's about that time. I regularly turn the show over to you, Brother Dave. So everybody be blessed. Look for next Wednesday's show. And believe me, I hope it to be a power one. Thank you very much.
Okay, hold on, Brother Davis. Yes, great, great show, and looking forward to it. Brother Davis, as you know, I think your phone, when your phone went out, I wanted to express this. What we're actually seeing in the dark matter passing in the House of Representatives, this is the Trans-Pacific Partnership coming into fruition. And they're passing in this by other means and measures because, as you have pointed out, it doesn't matter what your state legislation, it doesn't matter what any laws you've already stipulated, this supersedes them all. This is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is corporate fascism that's taking over, everyone. And so, Brother Davis, great, great show. And I want to just say something very shocking to a lot of people here. And I wanted to go back to what Sister Davis said. Sister Davis had pointed out how the genetically modified trees all looked alike, because that was a manipulative process that man had made. It wasn't the process that the great creator has, because then there's the uniqueness of an individual that's stepped forth. Let me just say to you, they even lie to you in everything. When you look at the story of Adam and Eve, how was Eve created? It's created from a rib taken from the man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is cloning. Didn't mean to interrupt your program, but that is cloning. And I know the great creator God Almighty doesn't need cloning. To me, this is subliminally put into your mind so that you will accept the processes and the procedures of what man will have for you throughout the rest of the time, as long as they stay in control. That was cloning, ladies and gentlemen. That was cloning. So much love, much respect. And I'm going to say this. That was my opinion. That wasn't anyone else's opinion. This is what I already know from what I understand and what I've seen and what I've already been made aware of. The great creator clones nothing. It's organic and natural. It's an heirloom. So I just want to say, Brother Davis, great, great show. Just want to thank you and Sister Davis, Scotty. Thank you. Thank you for all of the callers that called in. Much love and much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give a fortune. God willing, we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.